Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For most of her life, Saint Catherine Laboure, a sister of charity, was considered just pretty much of an average nun, a little on the quiet side, not very demonstrative or emotional, a nun who simply did her duty. And over most of those years, her job was to take care of old men in a nursing home. And she took care of them very well. She looked after their needs. She made sure they got enough to eat when they were sick. She fussed over them a little bit. And when they made a mess, she cleaned it up. And she never complained. When they fought, she sometimes had to scold them and insist on them behaving themselves. And they loved her very much. And I think it might have been the occasion of, maybe it was Christmas or some other big feast day. Perhaps it was her name day, St. Catherine of Alexandria. There was a special meal in the refectory. And one of the men, one of the pensioners, got up to make a little speech about Sister Catherine. And he said to her, "Sister, you always take good care of us. And here in the refectory, you make sure that our needs are taken care of, and you always stop and you ask us, have you got enough?" That's always struck me as a good summary, not only of the charity, of this true daughter of charity, but also it strikes me as an example of how our Blessed Mother takes care of all of us. Yesterday, of course, Thanksgiving, if you didn't get enough to eat, well, that would pretty much have been your own fault, I'm sure. But someone may have said that to you, "Now, have you had enough to eat?" Which is a sign of hospitality, isn't it, of consideration and of charity. But when it comes to spiritual things, now here in church, this beautiful feast day, and then turning our eyes now to the new season about to start, Advent, and then Christmas, where our Blessed Mother to ask us, "Have you got enough?" On the one hand, we would have to say, we have a multitude of graces. We have all of these blessings. We have the faith, and we have the true Mass, and we have our devotions, and we have our saints. And we know what's what, what's going on in the world, pretty much as well as in the church. That's quite a bit. But yet, when it comes to our own souls, have you got enough? The answer probably would have to be no. And that's why our Blessed Mother is always active in this world, sometimes directly in the case of the apparitions that St. Catherine Laboure received of Mary Immaculate, which gave the world the miraculous medal. And then at that same era, so many other sacramentals were given, such as the green scapular to another member of that same convent of the Daughters of Charity. But then Our Lady is active as well in taking care of us in all sorts of quiet personal ways that correspond to our own needs, because we'd have to say, "No, I don't have enough patience. I don't have enough humility. I don't have enough charity." And sometimes, yes, it seems that my faith does grow a little bit weak. And that's why Our Lady gives us these physical helps, a medal that you could kiss and wear around your neck and feel it there, or a scapular, which is maybe a little bit scratchy sometimes, but it's there too, or a crucifix or a rosary. All of the sacramentals of the Catholic Church are a way of remembering Our Lady, who is our Blessed Mother, provides for us, and she's always asking us, "Have you got enough? Have you got enough? Enough graces, enough help?" And we say, of course, especially at a holy time of the year, "I need to work on this, and I don't have enough of that, and Blessed Mother, please help me." So now's the time to be planning out for yourselves a good Advent. But it should be an Advent that's full of gratitude. Gratitude for the Blessed Mother, how she comes down and she helps us. What a wonderful thing that was, that Almighty God in His providence chose one little sister of a daughter of charity of that congregation of St. Vincent de Paul to receive the heavenly message of His Mother. And how wonderful that must have been, that first night in July 1830, she was a novice, and they had just had a procession transferring the relics of St. Vincent de Paul back to the church where he had been buried, because they were hidden. His relics were during the French Revolution. And each novice of the congregation received a little piece of the surplus the white kind of a cover that the priest wears. It's a shorter form of an alb, of the surplice of St. Vincent de Paul. And in her simplicity, that night before she went to bed, Sister St. Catherine Laboure swallowed the relic that was given to her as a way of really wanting to be very, very close to their founding patron saint. And that night, a little angel comes and he wakes her up and takes her down to the chapel, and she's there waiting, and all of a sudden she hears a rustle of silk, and she sees the Mother of God, an indescribable beauty. And she's wearing a white dress with a high collar, and her arms all covered, and her hair is curly, and there's a fillet of lace that binds it together, and over that there's a veil. And Our Lady sits in the chaplain's chair, and she kneels down in front of her, puts her hands on Mary's lap, and Our Lady just starts talking to her, and she continues talking for about 2 or 3 hours. And she tells her all these things that are going to happen to France, and all these things that God in his goodness, through Mary, wants to give to us. It was really the initiation of the Age of Mary in 1830. And the miraculous medal was finally imprinted and produced, and then produced finally by the millions. And there were all of these miracles, which is how it got its nickname, miraculous medal, whether it be cases of insanity or leprosy or some seemingly incurable disease or marriage problems or infidelity, conversions, whatever it was. The miraculous medal seemed a heaven-sent remedy to help with it. Very often, it came about not only through prayer, that's an essential, but also through somebody praying for somebody else. What really kicked off the medal and made it very popular was the conversion of the son of a rabbi who was from a very wealthy Jewish family, and his name was Alphonse Ratisbon. And remember, a Catholic friend of his in Rome got him to wear the medal and say the Memorare 2 times a day, morning and night. He wrote it down so he wouldn't forget it, and he just did it because his friend asked him to, without any faith at all. And he wore the medal, and all day long, as he was saying that prayer, the prayer's words kept on coming back to him. And the friend who got him to do this, he had another friend who was a Catholic nobleman living in Rome, and he asked his noble friend, an older gentleman, would you please pray for this young Jew that I know? We're trying to convert him, and we've given him the medal, and he's promised to say the Memorare. And then the nobleman says to him, if you've got him saying the Memorare, you've got him. He'll be converted. A couple of days later, this nobleman who started praying for the man, for the Jew, he dies very suddenly. And by a pure chance, they're driving around Rome, the Jew and his friend, and the friend has some errand to do someplace, and the carriage is parked outside of a certain church, Sant'Andrea del Frate in Rome, and inside the church they're getting ready for the funeral of the same nobleman who had been praying. See how the links of the divine providence? That's another great cause for thanksgiving in our lives, how God is arranging everything for us. Well, he goes inside, the church is dark, they're getting ready for the funeral of this nobleman who had died suddenly, who had prayed for the Jew, and all of a sudden he sees this blinding light. And he sees just for 1 second the face of the Blessed Mother, and she is so beautiful. And he just can't move. Then Our Lady, you have to be reverent, Our Lady graciously indicates to him, kneel down. And so he kneels down. And then he can't see anything but the hands of Mary, just as on the medal. Look at your medal after Mass. Just as on, and rays of grace coming out. And then he has he's filled with this knowledge of his own sins, of what original sin is, of the truth of the Catholic faith, of the beauty and the glory of Mary. It just fills him. And then the vision is over. And then they change their plans, and they go immediately to St. Peter's and then to the Church of the Jesu, the Jesuit Church, to give their thanks to the Blessed Mother in a special way for this grace. Within a month, he's gotten his instructions, and he's baptized. And 5 years later, he's ordained a Catholic priest, and he's dedicated his life to the conversion of the Jews. What a beautiful story. And that was just the opening and the first story. Have you got enough? Well, we'd all have to say, Dear Blessed Mother, as we're getting ready for Advent, I need this, and I need that, and I need this other thing. And it's not anything we can fit into a box, but it is surely a blessing. And we know how we can get it from Our Lady. And we know how we can get it for each other, not by complaining about them, but by praying for them. What easy, simple, sweet, and beautiful ways are the ways of the Blessed Mother to us. Truly, let us thank God that He has given us such a mother, and let us use these devotions and these sacramentals just as sincerely as we possibly can, and just as gratefully. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.